IAA single A state semifinal football contest between Steel High and Canton area. Today's game brought to you in part by Fort Meade Printing, Heisbeier VFW, 230 Cafe, Mid-Penn Bank, Dan and Don Fury Construction, Steel and American Legion, St. Lawrence Club, Jazzland, and the Steelton Italian Club. Now let's take it up to Shamokin. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kemp Memorial Stadium here on the campus of Shamokin High School. This is the PIAA Single A Eastern Championship game between Steel High and Canton, a team that Steel High saw last year. Canton got the best of up at Towanda last year. It was 32-27. It was an earlier round in the state playoffs last year. But here they meet tonight. John and I was at the game last year, and we pretty much said, hey, we're probably going to see these two teams meet again this year, and here it is before us tonight in the state semifinal.
Yeah, and, you know, we're looking at a team today that just runs, and that Canton team last year, they just battled so hard. A game that went down to the wire. We made some comments about some of the questionable calls in that game. It's a rematch for Steel High this time, but again, Brian, you got to stop this team that knows how to run.
No question about it. I mean, it's going to be the line of scrimmage. Even though you have a clash of styles tonight where you've got a Canton team that wants to run the football, you've got a Steel High team that loves to throw the ball, bottom line is going to be the trenches are going to be huge today because Alex Irby, to be the weapon that he has been all season long, he's got to have time to throw the football. And this Canton defense will come after you with pressure. At the same time, the thing that Steel High has had some issues with when they have struggled defensively this year has been against the run. That up front is going to be key to who wins this game and goes to the state championship.
All right, we're going to take time out and we come back with more of the pregame show again at Steel High and Canton. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fort Meade Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fort Meade Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fort Meade Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fort Meade Printing, online at fortmeadeprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The Heisbeier VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The Heisbeier VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The Heisbeier VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the Heisbeier VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in Heisbeier. Go Rollers!
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in Heisbeier, 717-939-9223.
Mid-Penn Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. Mid-Penn Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's Mid-Penn Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Welcome back, Kemp Stadium here in Shamokin. This is really the first real road playoff game that Steel High has had to play this year. They got the lucky draw of being on the top of the bracket, but once we get to this point in the playoffs, they do a neutral site, especially in a situation where Steel High and Canton are way away from each other. Last year it was up at Towanda. It was almost a 2.5-hour drive up there, but here they make it a neutral site, and you hear the Steel High band. We are sitting on the Steel High sideline, or the Steel High stands. We're up at the very top here. I'd say about, 300 maybe fans, Steel High fans on this side made the trip up here. But we're happy to bring this back to the Mid-State area here tonight.
All right, we're going to step out. When we come back, it's Steel High in Canton. It's the single-A state semifinal. High school football when we come back here. Steel High Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open starting at 4 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
Shamokin, Pennsylvania, 38 degrees, feels like 31. Winds at 9 mile an hour. It's the state single A semifinal. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, and Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along. The Steel High Rollers in their rematch with Canton. Last year they came further north, all the way up near the New York line. Towanda was the site last year, a little bit closer this year, but still, it's a neutral site game, and we're happy to bring it to you thanks to all these sponsors that you'll hear tonight here on WMSS. Rollers wearing the blue uniforms with that gray trim, and Canton in the white with the red. Captains at midfield. We have an indication.
Steel High is going to have the ball to start things off, and that's going to put their high-powered offense out there on the field. Guys to watch, obviously the money man for Steel High, Alex Irby, the junior quarterback, another season where he's almost over 3,000 yards passing, 35 touchdowns on the season. Keep an eye on Jayon Perry, also had the game-winning touchdown last week in their exciting win over Northern Lehigh. And he's a guy who's going to be counted on in the absence of Rel Caesar, who is unavailable for today's game.
Safe to say we should expect a high-scoring game?
I would think so, and I think the higher-scoring game this is, the more it favors the Rollers. I think the ground game of Canton really begs them to try to grind things out a little bit more ball control. They'd like to keep it a little bit more close to the vest, but I think the Rollers would love to see a lot of numbers on that board.
Now for the play-by-play, we hand it over to Steve Leedy.
All right, thank you very much, John. As we have back to receive, Jayon Perry and Daquan McCraw. And this will get booted on the other side by Bailey Ferguson. Ferguson will approach, and this game is underway down the middle. It's going to go to McCraw at the 20. He's at the 30, 35-1 up the middle, and he will be turned back right around the 36-yard line to get things underway.
Let's take a look at the Steel High offense. We talked about Alex Irby, the starting running back. Ronald Burnett, the junior, has over 800 yards rushing on the season. Jayon Perry is going to be one of the receivers out there. Daquan McCraw is also out there as well. You'll see a little bit of Tavon LeGrand, who has been more of a slot back, where they've been using him as well. Offensive line of Eugene Green, Tyshawn Allen, Holland Ali, Devin Reed, Andrew Irby Jr., and Amari Williams.
Burnett comes back into the backfield behind Irby. Single receiver left, two to the right. Man in motion to the left, so two that way. Irby taking his time here. Still 10 on the play clock. Trying to get Canton to jump, and somebody jumped, but I think it was Steel High.
It was the Rollers left back with Eugene Green who moved early. This is a concern for the Rollers. When they struggle, it's penalties that many times will push them into long yardage situations. You got a great passing game, yeah, you can get out of that sometimes, but you don't want to do that right off the bat here.
The receivers are stacked up wide to the left side of the formation. Burnett is behind Irby. Burnett gets the give straight up the middle and gets across the 35 and tackled across just across the 40-yard line, so a gain of 9 on the first touch for Ronald Burnett.
Two excellent guards in Tyshawn Holland Ali and Andrew Irby Jr. Ali got the pull and had the great block that time.
It'll be a quick snap and getting tackled in the backfield. Is that McCraw?
That's McCraw, and he got knocked down by Hayden Ward, the All-State linebacker from a year ago for this Canton Bulldogs team. Very strong linebacking core of Riley Parker, Brennan Taylor, Hayden Ward, and Hudson Ward. You've got Michael Davis and Ryan Eberle at the ends. Mason Nelson and Gage Pepper are a couple of big boys at tackle with Bailey Ferguson, Austin Allen at the corners. Weston Bellows is an excellent safety.
Three receivers to the right. Now two to each side as man goes in motion to the left. Now Burnett goes in motion out to the right side. Irby steps up in the pocket, going to have to run. 40, 45, dives forward. He may have enough. I don't know.
Gave him a good spot. I think he's got it.
It's real close.
And this is, I think, one of the biggest differences from Alex Irby from this year and what we've seen in the past. He has become a lot more capable of stepping up, running out of the pocket, being more comfortable. I know in his freshman year especially, he was somebody who wanted to stay back in that pocket, still does. But that time, saw the pressure, felt the pressure, stepped up and gets enough for the first down.
Two receivers to either side. Now we have Jayon Perry coming back in the backfield. So Burnett and Perry are back there. Now motion, see how he uses a lot of motion in the backfield. Handoff goes to Perry, 50, 45. And should have another first down for Steel High down to the Canton 43-yard line.
Jayon Perry is a very versatile individual. In fact, both these teams, their offensive and defense side of the ball, really all about the versatility that they bring to the field. Perry's a guy, just 26 carries coming in, but 395 rushing yards on them, averaging over 15 yards per carry. You see his explosiveness on the last play.
Three receivers to the right now, make it four. It's going to be a quick pass. It's going to be a flanker screen. That's caught. McCraw, 40, and tackled at the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 7 yards.
Some outstanding blocking over there from Perry. Also, Tyler Sean Parker and Ace Coach Bar were over there blocking as well. If you're going to run a flanker screen, you've got to have guys who are willing to block at the receiver positions, and those three guys set up a good screen.
Fifth play of the game, first pass for Steel High. Second down and three, Irby steps back, now steps up in the pocket, has to run. He's going to get the first down, loses the football, but rolls back on it at the 30-yard line. Not sure if they're going to call him down or not, but it's a 6-yard gain and a first down.
They are very close. It looked like as he was landing, simultaneously as his arm came to the ground, somebody came in from the side. That could have gone either way. Rollers forced it to hold onto the football.
Rollers have it at the Canton 30. First drive of the game, 9 minutes to go, first quarter. We are scoreless. Bunch of guys shift over to the left side of the formation. So technically four wideouts that way. Three of them are in a bunch real close to the line of scrimmage. Now Perry comes back across. Now he goes back the other way. Here's a pitch to Burnett. He's at the 30, 25, cuts outside 20-yard line and knocks out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. That is a 14-yard gain and a first down. We have that's not a flag, is it, there, the 29-yard line?
Unless somebody's got a red flag instead of a yellow one. No, that's just a towel for somebody that came off. The explosiveness, once again, from the Steel High and the speed. That's the thing that you cannot simulate in practices, is the absolute top-level speed that this Steel High offense brings at you. Burnett around the corner for a big one. Irby's going to hand the ball off. There's a pitch up the front, up the middle. Here comes Perry into the end zone for a touchdown. Jayon Perry gets the pitch up front. Technically could be called a touchdown pass, a 16-yard touchdown, and the Rollers are on the board with 8:38 left to go here in the first quarter. And what an explosive drive for Steel High right out of the block. So the Rollers' touchdown drive, a mix of run and pass, primarily the run for this team. And they just dominate the line of scrimmage and go down the field and score first.
Judy Hernandez in for the extra point. There's the snap. The hold. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So we'll take timeout. 8:38 left to play in the first quarter. It is Steel High 7, Canton nothing. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The High Spire VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the High Spire VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in High Spire. Go Rollers!
Welcome back, Kent Memorial Stadium. Kickoff from Steel High. It's Riley Parker who gets it, and he's going to fumble the football, and Steel High is going to jump on it at the 33-yard line. That was a bugaboo of Steel High last year. They had four turnovers in that game up at Towanda, and here they get an early turnover and a short field. That was a huge problem last year for the Rollers. They're turning the tide here early.
Not this time. Riley Parker fighting for extra yardage, and how many times you see somebody get held up and continue fighting for yardage, and the next guy in comes and strips that football. That's exactly what happened there. Roller ball, and great opportunity here, already at the 33-yard line to try to cash in and go up two scores.
So the Rollers at the 33 of Ken, already up 7-0. Play fake, Irby looking to throw. It's an out. It's caught by Perry. 25 stays in bounds, now gets ridden out at the 20. A gain of 13 yards, and it's Steel High offense looking sharp early.
A very sharp, because they had success running the football on the first drive. And also the added advantage of being able to have a quarterback in Irby who can step up, avoid the pressure, and also gain yardage that way. Now Canton really having some trouble figuring out what do they do up at the line of scrimmage. They've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage with their front four. It didn't happen the first time.
Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Burnett in the backfield. He's going to get the give, spin move, flag thrown. Burnett down at the 13-yard line, but we've got a flag to deal with.
Got chopped down by Hudson Ward. It looked like another big game, but we're going to have a hold against Steel High. It's going to push this ball back.
Looks like they're going to mark it from about the 19-yard line, so a 1 yard gain, but a 10-yard loss after that.
So important, though, Steve, what Steel High was able to do, as it's going to be a chop block. That's going to be the penalty against Steel High. It's so important to be able to and come out and do something that didn't really do last year. Establish the line of scrimmage. push guys off the ball, establish what you want to do up front, and being able to run that football is just going to open things up for the passing game.
Now, first down and 24, handoff goes up the middle, and that's going to be Burnett getting nothing.
Well, they brought the blitz that time. If you're not getting the running game stopped normally with your front four, you're going to have to bring linebacker pressure, and that's Hayden Warren just sneaking right up behind. He and Brennan Taylor, they're two excellent inside backers, both bringing heat right up the middle. They guessed that Steel High would try to run up the gut. They did so and ran directly into a problem.
Second down and 28 for Steel High at the Canton 38-yard line. Rollers up 7-0. Here's Irby back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to throw. That is going to be caught. McCraw, 25, cut from behind at the 20. So it's going to bring up a third down and at least manageable here.
Nah, it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah, you're going to have another hold. So trying to protect their quarterback. The thing that Canton will bring defensively against this strong but not as quick offensive line, they are going to bring speed, and they bring speed off the ends. Rollers just have to defend. They have to trust that their quarterback is going to be able to step up and avoid that run.
There's the call holding against Steel High. And this could lose them about 14 yards, it looks like. It's going to be 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So.
You are now basically in the area of you had the ball at the 33 to start this thing, and it looked like you were going to be able to just go right into the end zone, have no problem again. Now, all of a sudden, you've put yourself in a place where in two downs, you're probably going to punt if you don't hit something big here on second and 42.
Yep, don't see that very frequently. Second and 42, quick pitch out to McCraw, midfield, sideline, 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So they got half of it back.
They got a lot of it back. That's another great play call from Andrew Irby over there on the sideline and his offensive play callers over there. Great job of recognition that Canton was going to drop back a little bit. They expected Steel High to try to throw the ball deep, so throw the ball short, use the explosiveness of your players, and another great block from Jayon Perry to help spring that one.
So they got exactly half of it. Third down and 21. Two receivers to either side. Irby in the shotgun, as usual. Taking a while, he's not going to get the playoff. It should be a delay of game. The play clock's at zero and has been for about 3 or 4 seconds.
This would be flag number, we already at 5, or is this 4?
4.
4?
And I can, and that's been something that's been plaguing them, as we've talked about.
Well, you're 5 minutes into the game. There's been 4 flags already, but 7 points on the front opening touchdown drive and a turnover. We haven't even seen the Canton offense yet. This is where, though, you want to – I wouldn't be surprised to see them throw something short here as well to try to pick up a chunk of this, see if they can get some yards after the catch, and maybe try to pick it up then on fourth down.
They're down 26, and now Canton's going to give that 5 yards back. As about 2 or 3 guys jumped across the line of scrimmage, it's going to be offside.
But they get it right now. Gage Pepper is the defensive tackle trying to shoot a gap early. So it's going to give that 5 yards back, as you said, Steven. When you are having the problems that Canton is up front, now they've got to be overly aggressive. They're trying to shoot gaps. They're trying to blitz. They're trying to pressure because they know that Steel High is going to throw the football. It's a great time to screen against a team like this.
Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Irby back to throw. Looks down across the middle. It is tipped and caught by Perry at the 15-yard line. So it's going to be fourth down and about 5.
The accuracy that Alex Irby throws the football. That ball was in a very tight window. Jayon Perry bobbled it as he had pressure on the inside, but an outstanding pass allowed his receiver to break inside. And on that slant, you've got to be accurate. He was, and now a very manageable fourth down and 5 for the Rollers trying to cash in second time in the red zone.
Fourth down and 5. Two receivers right, one to the left. Perry goes in motion to the left. Here's Irby rolling left side. Looking. He's got it if he wants to run. Now he stops, throws, and it's incomplete. Was that Perry? I think that was Perry.
I think it was Perry, yeah. And a tough one there because, as you said, he got caught in between, Irby did. He's rolling at a great call on the rollout. They were looking blitz. They expected blitz up the middle. They got it, and that allowed Alex Irby to have a passing window going to that side. He had a man open. Perry was there, but he was so concerned with trying to keep his feet in on the sideline that he didn't catch the football.
So here come the Warriors for the first time on offense. We'll see a couple guys playing quarterback. It's going to be Holden Ward who starts here at quarterback for Canton. We'll also see Ferguson in there at quarterback as well. And off goes up the middle, and that is going to be Wes Bellows, and he's going to have enough for a first down on the very first run.
Now let's take a look at some of this offense because you've got Wes Bellows, who's the fullback. You've got Holden Ward. You'll have Bailey Ferguson take snaps. You'll have Bellows sometimes out of the Wildcat. The main runner that they use, though, is Riley Parker. The 6-foot senior has almost 1,300 yards and 24 touchdowns this year, had 107 yards in last week's victory in the quarterfinals.
Here's Bellows in Wildcat. He will run. He'll get around the corner and gets to the 30 and tackled at the 32-yard line for a gain of 7.
Big offensive line up front. William Colton, Gage Pepper, Brennan Taylor, Mason Nelson, Ryan Eberle. One thing about all five of those guys, they are all seniors. This team has run for over 300 yards in each of the last 2 weeks. And that's impressive stuff when you talk about it's one thing to do it in the regular season, but when you're doing it against playoff competition in two straight weeks, this team can move the ball on the ground.
Holden Ward will be under center this time. Bellows behind him. That'll be a give. First touch for Parker here on offense. He'll get hit a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, but he falls forward to the line of scrimmage for no gain. And Parker was a killer last year for Canton. 23 carries, 138 yards, and 4 touchdowns for the Warriors up at Tawanda. Gave him 3 yards on the carry. No mistake there. First down and 10 at the 35. And off, that's up the middle, that's Bellows, and he's going to get 3.
Take a look at some of this defense for Steel High. You've got ends of Asa Kochbar and also Amari Williams up front, Tyshawn Holland-Ali, also seeing Isaiah Garfield out there. Linebackers of Angel Luciano, Tavon LeGrand, Jayon Perry. In the secondary, you've got Nazir Fuller at corner along with Daquan McCraw. Bam Appleby as the safety.
Here's Ward under center again, handoff. This time it will be a gain of 2 yards. Let's see who's at the bottom of the pile. That's a different guy. That's going to be Hayden Ward. There's 3 Wards on this team. Hayden, Holden, and Hudson.
And each one of them, so there's no twins, triplets, anything like that. There's a year apart for each one of them. So there's a senior, there's a junior, there's a sophomore. So the Wards are not going anywhere.
Third down to 5, Canton at their own 40-yard line. High snap. Ferguson has to go back and try to pick it up, and he is surrounded as soon as he does so. And it's going to be a big loss back to the 28-yard line.
This team does not want to throw the football. You take a look at their stats. Actually, their leading passer on the year is a guy who's not even expected to take any snaps today. And he's got 34 passes on the year for the entire season. For Steel High, Alex Irby has 229 attempts himself. So this team doesn't want to throw the ball. If you get them in passing situations, they're not comfortable and will usually look for their running backs out of the backfield punt situation.
Here's the punt. It is away. McCraw will run towards it, but it's going to run away from him and out of bounds over on the near sideline here at the 32-yard line of Steel High. So the Roller offense will take the field again here with 2:41 to go in the first quarter with Steel High leading 7-0.
And we want to thank
Steelton American Legion. Lisa and all the fine folks up there on the hill. Steelton American Legion always with us anytime we need to do the Steel High Rollers. They are always great supporters of all the teams at Steel High. So thank you for joining us here on WMSS.
The Rollers take over at their own 32-yard line. Two receivers to the left. Irby is going to be in the backfield. Burnett will be behind him, slightly to his left. And really crowding the line of scrimmage here. Play fake. Irby pass out. That is caught. That's Harry. Gain of just a couple. He was tackled immediately.
Well, the opportunity on that turnover that they had gotten the previous possession for Steel High, giving them a chance to go up by two scores, went by the wayside. But now, great stop by the defense. You want this Canton team to have to play uphill. The Warriors are built to be front runners, and that's why these drives so important for the Rollers to try to take that lead and extend it.
And Ferguson on that one-on-one coverage over there did a nice job keeping with his man.
And up on second down and seven up the middle and nothing for Burnett that time. He's going to be turned back, maybe lost a yard or two.
Brennan Taylor, inside linebacker who has a couple of defensive scores this year from that middle backer position, comes right up the middle and just wrestles him down. The ability of Steel High to run the ball early in the game, all of a sudden now, because Canton recognizes that, they're bringing those linebackers, and as soon as they read run up the middle, they are shooting gaps and getting in the backfield.
They're down and eight. Quick pass out to the right side. It's caught by McCraw, and he's going to be short of the first down by about 4 or 5 yards, tackled at the 38-yard line.
Tried that flanker screen, had two blockers in front, but just unable to pick up that third man, not get much out of it. I love the play call on that.
But it's the third time they've used it already, yeah. And for the first time, Canton was able to adjust to it, get off the block, and make the stop.
Fourth down and five, and now we've got a timeout taken by Canton. We'll step out as well. 1:22 left to play in the first quarter. It's Steel High 7, Canton nothing. Back after this, this is Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Back to Kemp Memorial Stadium here in Shamokin. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser here with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Steel High with the lead. They have the punt team in now as they thought differently out of the timeout.
By the way, McDevitt off to a 6-0 lead in their game at the end of the first quarter.
John Perry the boot. Bellows has it bounce in front of him, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at the Canton 35-yard line, so the Warriors will take the field from there.
Yeah. Devitt leading Crestwood. It's down at Exeter in Berks County. It's the 4A state semifinal.
And a lot of mid-Penn representation. You've got Trinity playing in the AA semifinal. You've got Harrisburg and State College, a couple of mid-Penn Commonwealth teams matching up, and one of them's going to make the state championship at 6A. Wyoming missing, and Calico, the other District 3 teams, playing to try to get into the state title game.
Bellows will carry it on first down for Canton, gets 3 yards to the 38-yard line.
This is a Warriors offense that is constructed in a very methodical way. They are not necessarily looking to pop a big one off on you. If they do, great. But they're looking 3-4 yards to the pop, and they figure that they're going to be in third down and short and be able to pull that ball forward. That's, they like to wear you down. They will work the clock. And it's very important for this Steel High defense to be very fundamentally sound.
Bellows fakes the run. Now will throw out of it. That's caught by Parker. 40-yard line and going to be have a first down at midfield.
Yeah, Bellows capable of doing a little bit of everything. This time he tosses the ball out in the flat. And Parker, who...
That was Hayden Ward.
Okay. So Hayden Ward, who is a very good receiver in his own right. His 10th catch of the season. And he's an explosive guy off of those. Averages about 15 yards per catch. And a lot of these receivers that you'll see, guys catching the ball for Canton, they'll have big yardage numbers per catch because they just don't throw it very often, and it catches the other team by surprise.
And they had the same formation, just the opposite way, and this time Bello is going to keep it. Runs over a couple players, still on his feet. Steel High trying to rip that ball out, but Bello manages to get forward about 8 yards. That's why he's pretty much regarded as the heart and soul of this team. You can see it there.
He's a senior, just like so many of these other players are. And when you and John did the game last year, the reason that you looked at this team and said this team's going to be back is because of so few key seniors. They had so much youth at the junior level. They're all back, but they're down at the end of one.
All right, we'll step out after one quarter. It's Steel High 7, Canton nothing. Back with the second quarter after this here on WMSS.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Second down and one for Canton as we start the second quarter with the Rollers up 7-0. Second and one, a handoff. Ferguson gives it to Riley Parker. He's got a hole. 30, 25, 20, 15. Tries to cut back, but will be pushed out of bounds down at the Steel High 12-yard line. Big run for Riley Parker.
Appleby got just enough of him to throw him off balance and keep that from going in the end zone. And Daquan McCraw finished him off, but first trip into the red zone for the Warrior offense. Head coach Tyler Sechrist has got this running attack going now. They've got a little bit of rhythm, and they're starting to move.
29-yard run for Parker. Now it's first down and 10 at the Steel High 12. Handoff goes to the fullback, and it's spinning at the 5-yard line and going into the end zone for a touchdown. It wasn't Bellows, it was somebody else.
It was Brendan Taylor because Bellows got hit, fumbled the football, and picked up the ball himself and handed it to Brendan Taylor, who was right in front of him, and the offensive lineman scores on it.
He carried a couple people with him down those final 5 yards, too.
That is a wacky play, and the determination from the officials. Now, here's the only problem with that. He handed it forward to his teammate.
Right.
But because he handed it to him and nobody really saw what had happened, I believe, from the officials because it was in close quarters, it ends up going as a score.
There's a flag. Next point
was good.
But that fumble happened so quick. You know, one bounce up, it went. The Rollers.
Yeah, they're heading off the field, so the extra point will stand, and we will take timeout, 11:43 to play in the second quarter. It is Steel High 7, Canton 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Go Rollers! Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open starting at 4 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
And kicking off from the Steel High 45-yard line, they will boot it long, though. It's going to be Perry at the 2-yard line. Goes up the middle to the 20 and knocked down at the 22-yard line. Now, I like trying the onside kick there. Steel High had five guys back,
yeah.
And you're kicking off from the from Steel High's 45-yard line.
Good position to do it.
I'm can't I try it.
Well, but I think what they also recognize at this point, guys, is that they have the momentum right now. And if you can pin Steel High back defensively, which they have very poor field position now at the 21-yard line, an opportunity to get the ball right back and try to build upon this.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Irby, handoff to Burnett up the middle. And he's going to fight his way forward, and looks like he's going to have enough for the first down out to the 32-yard line.
Out-of-town scoreboard, double A. Right now, Southern Columbia shutting out Trinity 14-0. Last score we had after one, McDevitt leading their game 6-0 on Crestwood.
Injured roller on the field.
That would be Andrew Irby, Jr. He has been struggling the last few weeks, has not been 100% healthy, and now is hobbling off the field once again.
Let's thank another one of our sponsors for the game, Jazzland. Our good friend Don Bowers, always listening to us when we're on. He's upset that we didn't have all the Steel High games on this year, but we love Don. I even invited him to come up with us to the game. He gets that between us. We would have kept you warm, Don.
I think some cool jazz keeps him warm tonight.
That's right. Thanks again, Don Bowers and Jazzland.
The receivers to either side. Handoff goes up the middle, and it's going to be Burnett getting tripped up in the backfield. That was one of the wards that got him.
Shooting gaps. And where was Steel High having more success running the football early in this game? Going to the edges, getting to the outside. They want to establish a running game between the tackles, but right now, because of the adjustments that the Warriors have made defensively in keeping both those inside linebackers home, it's really making it difficult.
Second down and 12. That was Hayden Ward on the stop that last time. Here's play fake. Irby rolls out. Now he runs out of time and room, and he gets knocked down right around the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard back to the 29.
That's the direction you want to make him roll also, because as a lefty, he wants to roll over to his left-hand side, so it keeps his throwing arm very much in play. That time going short side to the right side of the field, he really had no chance to even threaten the ball down the field with his arm.
Sets up a third down and 13 with 10:15 to go in the first half.
His twin brother, Andrew Irby, Jr., back in the game after a couple plays as he replaces Marquise Beasley.
Tied at 7 here at Kemp Stadium in Shamokin. Two receivers to either side. Burnett rolls out. Going to be a quick throw, and it's short. Perry can't come up with a catch. Incomplete. Fourth down. Steel High off the punt.
That's why you kick the ball deep. And it's for that exact reason. They've got all the momentum right now. The last thing you needed was to give Steel High any glimpse of thought that they were going to have a short field, maybe recovering an onside kick. Take all of that emotion out of things. You know how much the Rollers like to play on emotion. And that time, the defense, again, quick stop after the initial first down, get the ball right back to Canton.
Perry will punt it away. Holden Ward and Bellows back to receive. It's going to be go Bellows' way. He catches it 39-yard line. Now changes directions, heads to the sideline, 45, and he's met by a couple rollers, knock him down, and out at the 45.
That's a fantastic stop that time for Steel High. As getting down the field, Eugene Green was down there on the stop for the Rollers.
Winds feel like they've picked up a little bit, but they're still saying about only 9 miles an hour.
I can lie all they want. It's definitely windy here all of a sudden.
Yeah,
right. Getting a wee bit more chilly out here.
Another updated score. Midway through the second quarter, McDevitt now leading 13-0.
They seem to be on the collision course once again for the rematch against Aliquippa. Aliquippa playing against Allentown Central Catholic. The early score out there, though, 3-0 ACC. That's early.
Everybody in tight. Handoff goes to Ward going to the left side, and that's a gain of 2, and that was Hayden on the carry.
Well, that's Eugene Green again making a good stop. And he's had a good first half, both up front on the offensive line, but also on the defensive side as well. And special teams, you got single-A programs. You got a lot of guys who are going to play a lot of minutes. You don't have a lot of guys who are not going to go both ways. And a very rare team that has that sort of depth at the single-A level.
At the wishbone backfield here behind Ferguson. Handoff, that is going to be to Parker. Breaks a tackle at midfield and is able to get forward almost to the 45-yard line. He's going to be just short of the first down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Such an important part of stopping this running game for Steel High is going to be making stops on initial contact. You cannot allow yards after contact. That time, the ball carrier Parker was hit right around the 50-yard line. Broke off that tackle and continued forward for another 5 yards. This is where they live, 3rd down and 1.
Wishbone backfield. They are all in tight here behind Ferguson. There's the snap. Handoff goes to Hayden Ward. Going left side, has the first down. They'll move the sticks to the Steel High 39-yard line. Needed one, got 6.
It just shows they'll line up tight. They'll look tight. Doesn't matter. They'll still take it out around the edge and pick up the needed yardage.
Also, the other thing, you've got Steel High with both defensive tackles on either side of the center. They were expecting up the middle, and a great play call to go around the outside, around the tackle.
First down and 10 for Canton at the Steel High 39-yard line. We're tied at 7, 8 minutes to go in the first half. Wishbone backfield behind Ferguson. This time it's Bellows, but he has a hand on him right away, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield, loss of 1 on the play.
Marquise Beasley got penetration that time for Steel High, able to get into the backfield. That is a huge play because it gets this offense off schedule. They want to have that 3 and 4 yards at a pop. They lose yardage on the play. And now, not necessarily a passing situation, but they definitely are not in their comfort zone.
Call it a loss of 2. Back to the 41-yard line. Now you've got the play clock tomfoolery going on.
Tied at 7 here in the second.
Second down, and
they didn't know. They had somebody coming in and out, and Canton finally calling timeout to try to make sure they have the right play.
Timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 7-12 left to play in the first half. Steel High and Canton deadlocked at 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Back at Kemp Stadium in Shamokin, Steve Lee, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. Second down and 12 for Ken with 3 running backs in the backfield. I guess you can say it's maybe the offset inverted wishbone. Bellows is the deep guy, but it's going to be a handoff to the wingback coming around the corner. Going to be across the line of scrimmage, 30, and tracked down from behind. And it's going to be enough for the first down, though, down to the 28-yard line.
They got the ball to Michael Davis, the junior, who runs around the outside. Just his 33rd carry of the season, but they don't give it to him much. But when they do, he gets big yardage, averages over 8 yards a pop. And because of the deception on the play, the Rollers didn't have any idea where the ball was, and Davis gets the first down.
First down and 10 at the Steel High 28-yard line. This time it's going to be the wishbone look. And off goes to Bellows. He'll go left side, fighting forward, hit at the line of scrimmage, but fights forward for about 3 to the 25.
Angel Luciano makes a stop that time. I'm not sure why more teams, especially the ones who want to run the ball, don't run this sort of an offense, because you put three backs in the backfield, you even out the front with tight ends on either side, defense can't cheat one way or the other, you have motion from all of the backs in the backfield, different directions, very difficult for the linebackers to pick up.
Wishbone again, here comes Parker around the corner, 20-yard line, and Perry makes the stop at the 17-yard line. That's going to be enough for another first down.
That's coming back, Steve.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Got a hold on the inside against the Warriors.
I love the sarcastic applause by the Steel High faithful here.
You got a precision offense, though, one that runs the ball a lot. But sometimes when you're trying and you got things going, sometimes you try to get away with getting that arm up and somebody pulls away from you, and it's pretty easy for the referee to see that tug of the jersey. And that time it burns the Warriors and slows this drive down.
Going to be a loss of 12 on the play. A hold that happened 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So they mark it back from there. Second down and 19. They do not panic, though, formation-wise. Double tight, Wishbone behind Ferguson. Play fake. They're going to try a screen to the far side. That is caught, but it's not going to work for anything. Steel High ripped the ball out, but they're going to call it down.
It was definitely down.
Hayden Ward on the catch, but it's going to be a loss of a couple.
But Eugene Green, great penetration up the middle. Got then over to that far side to get in on the tackle from behind. Showing some great speed and didn't allow them to set much up quickly.
Yeah, it was actually Hudson Ward that time on the catch. He's another one of those Wards, this one the junior, but he had nowhere to go. Yeah. And you had penetration there, and even though the pass was caught, Steel High quickly got the flow of the defense over to make that play.
Third down and 20 for Canton at the 38 of Steel High. We are tied at 7. They're going to stick with that Wishbone backfield, but now we have a timeout.
The last one for Canton here in the first half.
We'll step out again. 4:58 left to go in the first half. Steel High and Canton tied at 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Back at Kemp Memorial Stadium here in Shamokin, 7-7 Steel High and Canton. State title game berth on the line. Canton with a third down and 20 at the Steel High 38-yard line. Wishbone backfield, Ferguson, play fake, rolling to the right, in some trouble, and he is going to get sacked back at the 45-yard line. Loss of 7, it'll be fourth and a mile.
Amari Williams, the junior comes through. But really, there were about three different rollers. When you built an offensive line that does so much run blocking, it's a different technique, pass blocking, and that time they weren't able to hold anyone back.
He was going to look for Bellows rolling out on the near side, getting down, and he just never had any room to even roll out to there. Too much pressure from his right, left, and up the middle. Great job by the rollers getting that penetration.
Michael Davis is the punter. He is in on what is a fourth down and 26. There's the snap, and we've got a flag.
Hey, thanks to the Steelton Italian Club, another one of the sponsors with us year after year. Tom and Bill down there. In fact, Bill Falcone, our buddy, is down at that McDevitt game giving us the updated scores there. It's 13-0 McDevitt last time we checked in the second quarter.
Things not going well for Trinity, but we didn't necessarily expect them to. Southern Columbia is still a game away from their destination every single year, and they're up 21-0 over the Shamrocks. On the other side of the state, Westinghouse has a 6-0 lead on the Whitfield champion Steel Valley.
And Westinghouse, remember, that's the loss that Steel High has on the season
there
in week
go.
Two. There's a snap. Davis, plenty of time. We'll boot it away. McCraw fields it, drops it, picks it up. 15, 20, 25, and that's where he's going to be stopped.
And, of course, we've got to mention Jordan Hill, the head coach of Trinity, former Steel High Roller. What a great job he has done, because we saw that Trinity program several years ago when they were down on their luck. They were having a hard time struggling and trying to rebuild that program.
It wasn't pretty at all.
No.
They were in shambles, and what he's been able to do in short order, it just showing. And anybody who knows Jordan and all of our Roller faithful know Jordan Hill and just the quality person that he is, and coming back and giving back, and that's something that he's always wanted to do, and now building that program up to have yet another powerhouse team in the Mid-State area.
First down for Steel High here at their own 25-yard line. 3:35 to go before halftime, tied at 7. 5 wide look. There's a pass out to McCraw, caught at the 32, tried to go back inside, and now will be tackled a little bit out of bounds. Steel High fans on this side not happy about that.
And they're not wrong either, because this is two straight times that after the whistle, one of the Roller players was thrown down. And this is a whistle that Roller faithful, they know. They get whistled for that.
Yeah.
If that happens against Steel High, where Steel High's throwing somebody down, they normally get flagged for it. So why isn't the same thing happening for the Rollers right now? They have a good beef.
I agree, Brian. If that would have happened on the other side, opposite thing with Canton being tackled out of bounds, you're right, the yellow would have been thrown.
Three left. Now there's technically a pass to Jalen Perry, but he's going to be hit in the backfield as Canton got good pressure up the middle. It's going to lose a couple.
That's what they scored the touchdown on earlier, and Canton was ready. And we're again seeing, and part of this also is beginning of the game when the Rollers were fresh, they were firing off the ball. Now, not so much in the middle of the field, and Canton's winning the battle in between the tackles.
They're down in 3. 4 receivers now to the left side. Burnett in the backfield. Irby takes the snap. Play fake. It's going to be a quick throw over to McCraw. He's got the first down. He's going to be ridden down at the 45-yard line. A pickup of 12 yards and a first down.
They played their hand, and they showed their hand that time, and Canton still couldn't do anything about it. Excellent job on that screen. 3 blockers in front on that side, and McCraw, who's been the guy behind following that blocking on the screen passes, picks up the first down on what I think is a big drive here for the Rollers. If they can score right before halftime, can give them a lot of momentum going into the second half.
Two receivers either side. Irby back to throw. We'll dump it off to Burnett in the backfield, and he is able to get across right across midfield. That was a check down there.
Updated score, 3:20 to play second quarter. McDevitt now leading 20-0. Down at Exeter against Crestwood.
Second down and 5.
Having the clock roll after that one, because they said that his forward progress was stopped in the field of play.
That's interesting. There's a quick throw, and it's going to be intercepted. It's picked off. Is that not Ferguson? That's somebody else.
No, that would be
Austin Allen.
That's Austin Allen. He had a pick a couple weeks ago against Muncie, and the 6'2 senior just stepped right in front of the intended receiver, Jayon Perry, who never looked for the ball.
No, I don't think Perry was expecting it. He just kind of turned around, and here it was coming, and he wasn't even in a position to get it.
I don't think Irby even saw Allen either. He saw Perry, he saw what he thought was the coverage to the inside, wanted to get it to him quickly, and didn't realize that the coverage was outside, and Allen just snuck right in there and makes the pick.
So Canton has the football on their own 46-yard line. Here's Bellows trying to get around the right side, spins off of the initial wave of tacklers, but able to spin forward for 2.
Look, we thought this was going to be a high-scoring game coming in, but you know, both teams have obviously done their due diligence in defensive scheming because they're doing a nice job, the Rollers, stopping the run as much as they can, and the passing game.
I thought that for the Rollers to be in this game, it was going to have to be high scoring because I wasn't sure that the Steel High defense would be able to stop a Canton rushing attack enough. They have played a fantastic first half defensively in keeping this ground game somewhat in check.
Yeah.
Snap goes to Bellows. He's in trouble in the backfield, and he's going to get stopped. And that's one thing Canton doesn't have. really a quick strike offense, and they got a minute and counting here. So it's almost as if the Warriors are just trying to get to halftime here.
They blew all the timeouts.
Yes, but now Steele High recognizes here's a chance maybe we can get the ball back. We can throw the football. So let's see if we can get the ball back. Tavon LeGrand made the last tackle for Steele High, and Andrew Irby decides, let's call that timeout our first one of the half.
We remind you to check out our website, WMSSFM.com. The upcoming basketball season starts tomorrow on WMSS with Middletown hosting Littlestown. 2:30 with a tip-off there. And, of course, we'll have both Middletown Steele High boys basketball games this season, one at Middletown, one at Steele High. But check out our schedule. We've got it up for there. And our Facebook page, WMSS 91.1. Might have a highlight or two after the game for you.
I believe that first Middletown Steele High boys basketball game is January 3rd, so we can ring in the new year with you.
Oh, yeah.
With some Steele High Middletown basketball.
Third down and eight out of the timeout here. And the officials are taking their time here.
They're trying to reset the clock. Steele High was trying to call timeout. There should have been more time on the clock. So they have it at 55 seconds. Now they put another 2 or 3 seconds on the clock.
Timmy Ferguson. Play fake, looking to throw, and now he's going to be sacked back at the 40-yard line.
Oh, he looked right, looked left, and then looked down at the turf.
Because Marquise Beasley came in and dropped him. That's the problem when you don't throw the football very much and you have a quarterback rotating constantly back there. There's no recognition of the time that you have in the pocket. That's a very long developing play that they were attempting to run. And Beasley made sure that there was no chance of having that one be complete.
Steele High takes another timeout here with 47 seconds left. And as they found out last week, Northern Lehigh, you don't want to leave any time for Steele High trying to march down the field.
Well, your first thing is you've got a very dangerous return man back here in Daquan McCraw. So if he can get something going and give them even better field position, who knows what happens at that point. But Irby can throw the ball a long way. You've got speed on the outsides. All they got to do is make sure that they give him time to throw.
Davis in the punt. Crawl back at his own 25-yard line. Ohio will pressure up the middle. He almost got there. And Davis's punt will go out of bounds.
Shanked it.
Yeah, it's a side spinner. But that was due to the pressure up the middle that Steele High got.
Yeah, but almost hit Fuller going down that far side of the field. Didn't even realize it was coming towards him.
Well, they got 61 yards to navigate to the end zone. And 40 seconds to do it. And with their quick strike passing attack, if they can protect Alex Irby, then the Rollers have a real chance to maybe get down the field.
So here we go, Steele High, first down.
Watch Perry all the way on the outside here.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Perry is the furthest out on the left. Irby will throw down across the middle, and that's incomplete off the turf.
Looking for Bam Appleby that time. And this is free reign here for Steele High, too, because you're not worried about Canton. If you would turn the ball over somewhere, you're not worried about them coming down and score as long as they don't score a defensive touchdown. You're not worried about that at all. So this is an opportunity to take a couple rips down the field.
At time, Irby will have two receivers. Make it two receivers to the right, one to the left. Burnett's in the backfield. They actually have wing and wide to the left side. On second down from their own 39-yard line, we've got flags thrown. Is that delay?
Delay.
Oh, no, they're going to call motion.
Okay. It could have been delay also, but the referee saw somebody move before he saw the zero on the play clock, and the zero definitely got there. The fans were getting restless there because they could see how long it was taking the Rollers to run a play. Steve, I'm just chucking the ball deep here. I'm just taking a shot down the field to see what happens.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Burnett in the backfield. Irby in the shotgun. Going to have Burnett go out to the left side as well. There's the snap. Irby throws it out to Burnett, and it is caught 30-yard line. 35 spins back into the middle of the field and will be tackled after a gain of five.
And they're going to have to call timeout if they're going to try to get anything out of this. And I think they're maybe satisfied at this point taking this thing in the locker room 7-7. They're probably going to snap it one more time. But if you wanted to score here, you were going to call timeout after that play, and they're not going to do so.
Three receivers to the right, one left. Irby will take the snap. 4 seconds left in the half. There's a pass down to McCraw. Can't come up with it. And they actually let the final seconds wind off the clock.
And they're
going to stop it.
And the referee recognizes that. He's like, no. Come on, man. There's 1 second on the clock. You got to be better as a clock operator there. Just because you want to be done with the first half. Meanwhile, being inside, unlike a lot of everybody else who's here as the clock operator. Come on, man. Stop the clock. We're good. One more play.
So it'll be fourth down, but that really doesn't matter. As there's just 1 second left, and I think they're just going to kneel on it. Got to take a second and kneel on it. Bad for Irby's rushing stats because he went back about 6 yards, but that will get us to halftime if they would start the clock. And now the official says, hey, guys, wind it. There we go. All right, we've officially reached halftime.
Oh, my.
So we'll step out. Our score at halftime, it is Steel High 7, Canton 7. Stay tuned for the halftime show. After this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The High Spire VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the High Spire VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in High Spire. Go Rollers!
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel Hunt on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Super 91. WMSS Middletown.
We are back at halftime. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy tied at 7. Canton and Steel High. And Steve, how's your halftime statistics?
All right, first we will look at Canton, the leading rusher in the first half, Riley Parker. 39 yards on just 3 carries. He busted a big one there. in the first quarter. Wes Bellows had 9 carries, 35 yards. Michael Davis, 1 for 13. Hayden Ward, 3 for 10. And Haley Ferguson, the quarterback, got sacked a few times for a loss of 24 on the 3 sacks. Receiving, Hayden Ward caught 1 pass for 12 yards. Hudson Ward caught 1 pass for minus 1. Quarterbacks, Bailey Ferguson, 1 for 1 for minus 1. And Wes Bellows, 1 for 1 for 12 yards. Team totals for Canton, 19 carries, 73 yards on the ground, 11 yards through the air, 84 yards of offense for the Warriors. Steel High, leading rusher in the first half was Ronald Burnett, as expected, 7 carries for 26 yards. Deion Perry, 1 for 11. It was Alex Irby, 4 carries for 7 yards. Daquan McCraw, 1 for minus 2. Receiving, Daquan McCraw, 5 for 55. Deion Perry, 5 for 46. Ronald Burnett, 2 for 10. Alex Irby in the first half was 12 for 17, 106 yards, but 1 interception. Team totals for the Rollers, 13 carries, 42 yards on the ground, 106 through the air, 148 yards of total offense. Scoring recap, Steele High struck first. Deion Perry, a 16-yard touchdown reception from Irby on one of those quick little shovel forward type passes in the backfield, and Perry was able to get in. Hernandez extra point made it 7-0. Then Canton struck back early in the second quarter. It was Revan Taylor who scored on what we're calling a 12-yard fumble recovery return for a touchdown. And the extra point by Ferguson was good. And that's all the scoring in the first half. We are tied at 7.
All right. When we come back, we'll run down the out-of-town scoreboard. What else is happening around the state in the PIAA football playoffs? We're tied at 7. Canton and Steele High back with more of the halftime show. This is Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steele High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open starting at 4 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club CFU Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back. We are at Shamokin, Pennsylvania, and it's a 7-7 score, Steele High in Canton. Also, want to make sure we thank our friends down at the Highspire VFW. Sue and all the fine folks down there, thank you so much for all you do for the community. And thank you for sponsoring us again here on WMSS. Well, great game here, 7-7, Brian, at halftime, but a lot of other stuff going on as well.
We do have a lot of other stuff going on. Just taking a look around the state, different places. Let's start off. Let me refresh here for a second because the stream that I had was not very good. Double A. Unfortunately, the season for Trinity looks like it's coming to a screeching halt. 28-0 is the score. Southern Columbia, late in the first half, has the lead on the Shamrocks. What a year it's been for the Shamrocks to get to the state semifinals pretty much out of nowhere. And the opponent for Southern Columbia could be anybody right now, but Westinghouse, a team that Roller Faithful would be familiar with as the only loss on Steel High's record this year, they have a 6-0 lead on Steel Valley at halftime. Interesting thing, Southern Columbia has won every state championship since the last team to beat them back in, I think it was 2017 or 18, that was Steel Valley. So
interesting.
And this is a year there where Southern Columbia has taken a few lumps during the regular season, and a lot of people think they might be vulnerable this year. Not so much so far. It is halftime in one of the 3A games. Central has a 17-14 lead on Bell Vernon. Why a missing Newman Goretti? The District 3 champion Spartans will take on Newman Goretti out of District 12 tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
As will Harrisburg and State College.
Correct.
Which I believe State College beat them in the regular season, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. Yeah. It was 20-6 in the regular season. State College won that game, but that's a Harrisburg team that who knows. I mean, they will just play lights out sometimes, and there's just other times, but it is a very good State College team that has been building to this point, and a couple of Mid-Penn Commonwealth teams looking to be probably the opponent and presumed victim in the state championship game for St. Joseph's Prep. They play against a very talented Garnet Valley team also tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Let's look at the 4A level. Still, I believe, late in the first half, Bishop McDevitt shutting out Crestwood 26-0. Aliquippa on the other side of the draw. They were down 3-0 early to Allentown Central Catholic. They're now up 18-3. Collision course for next Thursday night in a rematch of what was last year's 4A championship game won by Aliquippa. And in 5A, Cocalico, the Cinderella team out of District 3. They came through the draw as the 12th seed and won the district championship. Well, they ran into perennial power out of the Whippeel, Pine Richland, today. And at the half, Cocalico down 21-0 to Pine Richland. Imatep on the other side of the draw has a 7-0 lead on Upper Dublin. Pine Richland, Imatep is the game, the one that you would look at coming in, at least on paper, as the one that everyone would expect. Two storied programs on each side of the state looking to face off at that 5A level.
Now, we had that score of 26-0 McDevitt, but our source at the game, Bill, says it's only 20-0 at halftime.
I believe Bill.
Yeah, I believe
Bill's there, and of course, knows
sometime, who knows what.
Source screams a little bit off from time to time. we saw an earlier score. It may have been wishful thinking at the time.
Yeah.
It was like Southern Columbia 34-14 in the third quarter. Well, they're not there yet. Maybe they were predicting the future, because it's 28-0 right now. It would be a good comeback for Trinity if that would actually happen.
Yeah, we're going to give you the accurate stuff, folks. That's why you're with us here on WMSS. We're glad to have you along, and we're glad that our sponsors have helped us all season long. We want to thank Mid-Penn Bank, David Martin, our good buddy out there, and all the folks at Mid-Penn Bank all over central Pennsylvania with locations. So thanks so much to them. And also our friends right down on 230, the 230 Cafe, Nate and Shelby down there, always with us year after year whenever we're doing Steel High or we're doing Middletown. Thank you to them for their sponsorship. And we've got a few more to mention here as we go along in the game, but we're going to step out. We're at halftime. Steel High 7, Canton 7. Got more coming up here at halftime. This is Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The High Spire VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the High Spire VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in High Spire. Go Rollers!
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel Hunt on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steel High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steel High community.
Welcome back. We're at halftime. 7-7, our score, Steel High and Canton. We're in Shamokin. It just keeps getting colder and breezier here in Shamokin, about an hour and a half north of the Steelton area. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy will be along in just a little bit. Thanks to some more of our sponsors, fine folks down at Fortney Printing, right there in Bressler. Fred and all the fine folks down at Fortney Printing. They always get it done for the community. They sure do. Also want to thank our good friend Dan Fury. He's always listening. Fury Construction. Don and Dan Fury, all the years they've served our community in building and doing construction stuff. Of course, they also root for the Crusaders, too, so they've got to be happy with that score so far this evening as well. They're fine sponsors of McDivitt and the Rollers. And our friends down at the St. Lawrence Club right there on 230. Scott and all the fine folks down there, St. Lawrence Club. Thank you so much for sponsoring WMSS.
We were missing one score at halftime. That's because it's a game that pretty much I didn't see anyone even pretending it was existing, but it is. It's being played up at Clarion. It is the other single-A game.
Oh.
They're at halftime right now. Union has a 20-6 lead on Port Allegheny. It was a game that was 6-6 early. Actually, Port Allegheny had the lead 6-0, and it's been 20 unanswered points for Union. Canton is very familiar with Union because back in the season, at the beginning of the season, they played against Canton and beat them. Canton beat Union 31-19, I believe, the final was that day. So I have a feeling that the winner of this game is going to be the team that would be favored to win the state championship. You would look at the rankings across the state, both from the Penn Live, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and everything speaks to these two teams being the top two teams in the state at single A. So this is a huge second half coming up because of everything that's on the line and the adjustments from both these teams. You look at what Canton did in the first half, and making their adjustments and really bringing pressure, pressuring the middle of the line. How does Steel High combat that in the second half? I think one of the things they really have to look at maybe doing a little bit more in the second half is with the running game between the tackles not working as well as that first half of play went on. One thing that seemed like it was somewhat successful was rolling and Alex Irby out to his left, especially when it's the wide side of the field, and getting him out of the pocket, away from that pressure up the middle. And one of the things I think that would benefit Steele High in the second half is, in the passing game, not just having him stand all the time directly straight back in the pocket, but roll him to the side. Allow him to create those passing lanes in that way. And I think that's going to give him a little bit more of an opportunity to throw the ball down the field.
All right, when we come back, we'll have the second half of action. We're tied at 7. Steele High in Canton. When we return, it's Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back. We are at Kemp Stadium here in Shamokin. Second half set to get underway as Steele High and Canton are tied at 7. And a trip to Hershey and State, or I'm sorry, not Hershey anymore.
Cumberland Valley.
Trip to Cumberland Valley. And
it doesn't have the same ring.
No, it does not.
I don't know what they're going to throw. Here's a squibber down the middle. It's going to be picked up by one of the wards. That's Hayden Ward, and he'll be out across the 45 to the 46. So the little squib kick and a good return from Hayden Ward.
And let me help you with what they need to do, because they would throw Hershey Kisses. So the mascot for Cumberland Valley is an eagle. So each game they have to have a trained eagle fly and do a flyby
okay.
over top of the team that wins. I think that's what they're going to have to work on. I think that might be a little bit more expensive than a few bags of Hershey Kisses.
And from Holden Ward up the middle, West Fellows first down and more inside Steelton territory down to the 38-yard line.
And you don't want to come out flat here to start this second half. And Canton right there, great hole, opening it up on the left side and picking up the first down.
They're a team that plays better on the front foot. They want to have the lead. They want to force you to catch them, and that allows them to just continue to grind and grind with this running game.
That is a 16-yard gain. And off. No, it's going to go right up the middle. Is that Bellows still
nope,
with
still holding Ward.
Still holding Ward.
Yeah, the quarterback probably should have handed the ball off that time. Bellows had a huge hole, but Ward held on to it, tried to come around the outside, and the team speed of the Rollers defense was able to outflank him, and basically no gain.
Yeah, Tavon LeGrand, great job getting in there, making that stop.
So Holden Ward will be under center here, second down and 10 at the Steele High 38-yard line. Double wing set, Bellows is up close, he's the fullback. He's going to get the give straight up the middle, 30, 25, 20, and he's going to be brought down from behind at the 18-yard line, 20-yard gain.
Amari Williams finally collars him and brings him down. But that is three straight times, one time without the ball, two times with the ball, that Bellows has had huge room to run right up the gut.
And they keep it in so tight, too. It just shows the size of this Canton team. They'll line up tight on the offensive line, and then he's going to spread open a big hole.
Right out to either side. But wingbacks and Bellows is the fullback. This time Holden Ward's going to keep it, and he goes left side, able to get to the 14-yard line, and it's 4 yards. It'll be second and 6.
So you cheat more to defending the middle. Right now the Rollers are doing a great job on the edges. They're containing the outside, but at some point you're giving away those guys on the outside to the middle.
They are not a team, though, that likes to run blitz necessarily. They like to have their linebackers just read. It's something they did a couple years ago a little bit more, but now they want to have these guys read, but they may not be able to do that here.
Double wing set, handoff, and a lot of Rollers in the backfield there. It's going to go nowhere, and that is Riley Parker with a loss of 4.
And there was that run blitz right up the middle as they brought LeGrand right up the middle, timed it perfectly, and as that run goes to the outside, he shoots the gap, right between center and guard, and he gets the penetration in the backfield, throws him for a loss on the play. Great play called defensively that time by the Rollers.
Well, third down and 10 at the Steel High 18-yard line.
Still a running situation for this team. I would be surprised if they pass here.
Bellows, he's going to take the direct snap. Now he's going to drop back. He is going to throw it, and it is going to be caught. It is caught by Davis for the touchdown.
And just the second catch of the season for Michael Davis. He had one catch for 5 yards all season long, and this time Bellows, who does a little bit of everything for this team, took a couple steps to the line of scrimmage. Steel High actually didn't have bad coverage elsewhere, but Davis just outran his man to the corner of the end zone, and a beautifully thrown ball by Wes Bellows gives the lead to Canton.
So Bailey Ferguson will try the extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way. The kick is good. We'll take timeout. Canton takes the lead. It's Canton 14, Steel High 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Well, the second half started kind of the same way the first half did. Steel High got the ball and took it down, scored a touchdown on their opening drive. Here, Canton on the second half drives down the field and gets the score. Here's the kickoff. It goes to Jayon Perry. He'll go right up the middle, has the hole, still on his feet.
Although he fumbled it, and somebody else picked up.
Second time we've had that in this game where you don't even see the fumble and someone has it immediately.
Eugene Green picked it up that time.
And advanced it well.
You know, the last time I remember seeing this was when the Colts played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game and a couple of offensive linemen scored touchdowns in that game. We had the same sort of thing here where already an offensive lineman has scored for Canton, and that time if somebody didn't catch Green, he may have been gone. Great instinct that time on the fumble.
Four receivers to the left. Burnett in the backfield. He's going to get the pitch going left side. Follows the pulling guard, 45, and tackled at the 42-yard line with a gain of just 3.
You have to try to establish a bit of a running game here, too, if you're Steel High. You have to try to win back a little bit of that line of scrimmage. But the way to do that is maybe going back to what they did at the beginning of the game when they were going outside of the flanks. Because up the middle, you're not getting that win, but your receivers are doing a great job of blocking.
There's a quick pass out, caught by Perry on the screen. Gets to the 35, the 30, and going to have a first down at the Canton 28-yard line.
A nice job on the block, containing on the near side.
They are using their receivers as blockers as much as they are their offensive linemen right now in the passing game.
So it's a first down and 10 at the 28 of Canton. Steel High looking to respond to Canton taking the lead on their last possession. Three receivers right side. Handoff. Burnett spins through the traffic and gets down to the 25-yard line. Looked like he was going to be dead meat, but he ended up standing on his feet and spinning around and getting 3.
Just great center of balance that time from Burnett as he was going down very close, and then at the last moment, able to pirouette out of there and maintain his balance.
Second down and 6. So call here's Burnett. Big burst up the middle. He is gone. Touchdown. Ronald Burnett, 24 yards for the touchdown.
Quick answer for the Rollers. And they do it mostly on the ground. And this is a little bit of confidence that Coach Irby has put in his offensive line. They had a talk, I'm sure, at halftime. They talked about probably how Canton, after that first drive, really dominated the line of scrimmage. And that doesn't sit well with a young man who wants to show a little bit of power. And that's exactly what happens up front. Some power football from the Rollers. They go off the right side this time, right between the guard and the tackle. Andrew Irby Jr. and Amari Williams with some key blocks there.
And speaking of blocks, the extra point is blocked. It did not have a lot of height off of the foot of Hernandez, but it is no good, and Canton retains the lead. So we'll take timeout, 7:26 left to play. In the third quarter, it is Canton 14, Steel High 13. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open starting at 4 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Squib kick goes to, I think it's Holden Ward, who returns it out to the 47-yard line. So not bad starting field position here for Canton. They have the lead 14-13 because the extra point was blocked off of the Steel High touchdown.
Take a look at a couple updated scores that we have at the 5A level. Imhotep Upper Dublin, halftime score. 14-14 is the score there, and Aliquippa all over Allentown Central Catholic now 24-3. Collision course with McDevitt for the 4A championship.
Oh boy, it's getting a little more windy out here.
And colder,
yes.
Soft.
Turning into Old Forge.
Stop being soft.
Holden Ward, the quarterback, fake, keeps it himself and will be tackled forward, gets a first down to the Steel High 41-yard line.
The thing that makes this Canton running game so difficult is not just the fact that they block it so well up front. It's the deception with the option in the backfield. And there are many different players with three backs in the backfield in the wishbone and the quarterback all capable of running the football. You never quite are sure who has the ball. And that time Holden Ward keeping the football. Rollers chasing other guys, and here's Ward picking up the first down on a first down running play.
Double wing set, Holden Ward under center, Bellows right behind him. Going to be a pitch, though, to the wing back. That is going to be Parker into the outside 30, 25, and down the sideline and shoved out of bounds by McCraw at the 20.
Good speed, reads his blocker well. Up ahead of him, knowing which way he wants to weave, right or left, uses up all the sideline.
And notice something about Riley Parker, who has almost 1,300 yards rushing coming into this game. They don't use him or overuse him. How many carries is that for him in this game so far?
Five.
Just five. I mean, they are running what is effective right now and not forcing the ball into the hands of the guy who's supposed to be their most talented back.
Holden Ward under center. Davis goes in motion. Instead, it's a handoff right up the middle. Bellows, 10. Five, dives forward, but he's going to be short. He's going to be down at the 1 yard line.
Just pounding away. And that fullback dive play is the staple of any option, wishbone, any of those type of wing tee, all those offenses. It's the fullback dive that is the key play because it establishes everything else that you can do. And they are gashing huge holes in this Steel High Roller defense.
Holden Ward under center. Bellows right behind us. It's going to be Holden Ward trying to get forward, and they give it to him. Yes, they do. Touchdown, Holden Ward. A 1 yard touchdown run, and it is 20-13. Extra point pending here for Canton.
Just the fourth touchdown run of the year for sophomore Holden Ward. The 5'8 sophomore is able to just go forward just enough. And this is a place nobody does it. But if Steel High misses the extra point at the other end like they just did, I'm going for two here to make them chase. Nobody will do it, though.
Ferguson will put the boot to it. It is good. So we will take timeout. 6:12 left to play in the third quarter. And here come the points on the scoreboard. It is Canton 21, Steel High 13. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club, CFU, Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
Welcome back, Kemp Stadium here in blustery Shamokin, as Canton will kick it off, and the ball's going to bounce into the end zone, goes over the head of McCraw, and it's going to be a touchback.
Updated score. My good friend Bill down at Exeter, McDevitt leading 27-0 over Crestwood with 11:44 to play in the third quarter. And last we had Southern Columbia leading 28-0 on Trinity.
Don't think anybody will be shocked by either of those scorelines. First and 10 for Steel High at their own 20-yard line. Handoff goes to Burnett, trying to get around outside, get submarined at the line of scrimmage, and no gain on the play.
So, Steve, you talk about nobody being surprised. And this time of year, it's the usual suspects who show up so many times. And this Steel High Rollers program has become one of those teams that is the usual suspect time after time. This is another great group that they have out here with an opportunity to play deep into the postseason.
There's a little touch pass forward to McCraw coming across the formation, across the 20 to the 24-yard line, so technically a 4-yard completion to McCraw.
And he's a little slow to get up, too.
Yeah, they're using up a lot of east-west running, but just unable to find that lane to get forward.
They're going to say that McCraw has to come out because he was slow to get up, and they stopped the clock for him. We talk about the usual suspects. Canton has not been that until the last year. In fact, last year was the first year that they had ever won a state playoff game. They won two of them a year ago, so they looking for their first ever trip to the state championship game if they can win this one.
Four receivers to the right. It's going to be Irby throwing, caught by Asa Coachbar at the 34-yard line. That is a first down.
His 11th catch of the season. The 6'4 senior got his first college offer this past week and parlays it into a catch and a first down, and a very needed first down there for Steel High. Would have been detrimental to what they're doing not to be able to pick up the first down and have to punt the ball back to a hot Canton offense.
And look, good protection, too. He stayed in the pocket, had time, good sight, and saw Coach Far open.
The first and 10 for Steel High at their own 35-yard line, trailing 21-13. You know, just under five to go in the third. Handoff goes to Burnett, spins, and hops over a man at the line of scrimmage, but gets tackled after four out to the 39.
Very talented junior running back is Burnett. There's a lot of players for this Steel High team who are coming back next year as well, but that doesn't mean that they don't want to make sure that the current seniors don't get their opportunity to play for state gold again.
13 for 60 and touchdown for Burnett on the ground here tonight. Second down and six. Play fake, quick pass out to Perry. Caught, first down, and more. Midfield, 45, and will be tackled at the 38. Of Canton.
They've used that play a lot in this game, Brian. Sometimes successful, sometimes not. Right there it works.
Doesn't matter if it's McCraw or Perry. Those are your two speedsters out there who make things happen on the outside with some excellent blocking in front of them again.
And 62 yards passing for Irby as they hand it off to Burnett on first down. 35-30. And now the Rollers are just chunking it down the field.
Oh, they found something on that right side. They have been using that quick handoff off the right side.
Going to the hurry up. Trying to keep that defense off guard.
Good pass. Perry caught. 20. Down to the 15-yard line.
It is not a complicated playbook right now. It is throw the flanker screen, run the ball off the right side. Flanker screen, run the ball off the right side. So it's not like Canton doesn't know what's coming at this point. They just haven't been able to stop it as they have an injured player on the field.
Injury timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 3:41 left to play in the third quarter. It is Canton 21, Steel High 13. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMFS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
.341 to go in the third. Here at Kemp Stadium in Shamokin, 21-13, Canton leads Steel High, but the Rollers on the move here. First and 10 at the Canton 15-yard line. They're going to have two receivers stacked up to the left, but it's going to be Burnett who gets the give out of the backfield, trying to bounce to the right, but Canton able to string him out that time and stops him after a gain of two.
And what do you do after you have a linebacker go out of the game injured? You run the ball right in the spot where he vacates and try to pick up some chunk yards again. Good job that time by Canton of holding that to just a short gain.
Ball at the 13-yard line, second down and eight. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Burnett all set behind Irby in the backfield. There's the snap, play fake, quick throw, out, caught, Perry, 10, 5, and he got his legs cut out from under him. He's going to be down at the 4.
Here's the question. How many times do they have to run that play before Canton finds a way to put extra numbers over there? And that's the importance, Steve, of we've got a timeout for Canton because they need to fix something defensively. But how many times does Steel High have to run that same play before Canton puts an extra number over there? That's the importance of Burnett being able to run the ball effectively. If he's not running the ball effectively, then Canton can sneak one of those guys over to the side and be able to hopefully have a numbers advantage over there. But because Burnett running the football well off the right side, off the right tackle, being able to run the ball between the tackles here on this drive and on the last drive, that has allowed Steel High to keep the numbers advantage on that flanker screen. Update from Double A. Steel Valley has taken the lead on Westinghouse 7-6 that game in the third quarter. And Pine Richland now finds themselves up just 28-12 on Cocalico, who has found their way onto the scoreboard.
And by the way, Canton played Union in the first week of this season.
Yes.
And it could be a rematch next week if they win here. But Steel High might have something to say about that. But Burnett gets the give, and this time there's a big white wall in front of him, and he can't get away. It's going to be a loss of three.
That's the big guy up front, Mason Nelson, the 305-pounder who plays both ways on their offensive and defensive line, who got in there first. And when you have a coach call timeout defensively when the ball's inside the five, he is expecting his group to respond with a goal line stand. That's why you call that timeout.
So it's third and goal at the 7-yard line. Second and goal. Three receivers to the right side. Burnett in the backfield. Going to be a quick throw. Irby caught by McCraw. Shaking bacon, and we get a flat over there.
That's a hold. Jayon Perry with a hold on the play, trying to block, and he had to hold that block for a while. And you just can't ask your receivers sometimes to block that long. It was a very long developing play going to that wide side of the field. That's a big penalty. An illegal block against the Rollers. We'll move this one back. Look, you cannot allow the Warriors to have the front foot in this game for very long. You have to match scores with them. That's why this drive is so important for Steel High.
The ball moved back to the 17-yard line. So now it's second and goal from there. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. And we'll bring Perry back into the backfield. And they'll run.
Well, that's offside against the Rollers. They move.
Yeah, something illegal because the flag is thrown, and that's going to march them back another five. So
they moved up front again, and the penalties become an issue. In double digits now?
I have them for seven.
Okay.
Penalties. Seems like it, though. They're getting hit with a couple at a bad time here. Well, technically it's eight because they had that one on the kickoff.
Right.
I didn't count that. So second down and goal now, back at the 22-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Irby, plenty of time. Will throw the big arm, and it is caught by McCraw. He's going to be just short of the goal line.
Yeah, dropped it. A great job by McCraw, first of all, of getting open, but more importantly, holding on to the football after Wes Bellows drilled him at the one-yard line. What a throw, though, from Alex Irby.
22 yards for McCraw.
You can see just the accuracy that he now throws the ball with. Beautifully thrown ball, leading his receiver.
Here's Irby. He's going to give it to Burnett, who's going to fight through the hands that were on him in the backfield, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Now the Rollers will likely go for two here to try to tie it up.
Brendan Taylor had his hands on him in the hole, but the strength of Ronald Burnett, who is not a small back at 5'10", 180 pounds, and the junior shows his strength on that play, as he powers in for his second touchdown run of the game in his 18th score of the season on the ground.
And here comes the two-point conversion. Steel High will line the football up on the right hash mark.
They have their marching orders. I would be very shocked right now, based on what they've been running, if they don't run another flanker screen of some sort.
Three receivers to the left. There's the snap. Irby has time. Has to step up and run. He's going to try to run for it, and he dives into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and we are tied.
Yeah, great read that time from Irby because he tried to find somebody over to the left-hand side. The coverage was good, and he just looked forward, saw, hey, I can get this myself. He may not be known for his legs, but that has become more in his arsenal, and a great job by the junior quarterback tying this game at 21.
So this game, after having just 14 points, which would be under the total at halftime. Both teams have scored 14 points here in the third quarter alone, and it's 21-21.
Matter of time before these two teams started putting some points on the board. But now, and this is the importance now on the defensive end for Steel High, because if you can get a stop, then you are the team on the front foot. The importance of Canton being able to get in the locker room tied, getting the opening kickoff to start the second half, is why they are the ones that still are technically on the front foot. They'll have the ball with a tie game.
Kick is going to be picked up by Bellows. He's going to try to go out around the outside, but he is tackled at the 30. So Canton will take over there. Steel High fired up after tying this football game.
Yamir Caesar, the sophomore backup defensive back, is the guy who got over there on special teams and makes the stop. A lot more energy, Steve, now on the Steel High side as well.
So now Canton going to have to try to go back to what they want to do, and that has been just mercilessly pound the football, just running it at different directions at the Rollers. The double wing formation, and we've got a flag, and this is going to be against Canton.
And Steve, for a team that has been doing such a great job of just pounding the ball at Steel High, three backs in the backfield, double tight end, evening things out, they come up with two wide receivers in the game, no tight ends on that sequence, just completely out of character. Not sure why. And they make a mistake right out of the blocks with the procedure penalty.
And they come out with Wide out to either side, but the double wing set with Bellows behind Holden Ward. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. That's Bellows. We've got a flag flying in. Bellows will be stopped after a gain of maybe 6 yards. But
bring this one back. Yep. Another hold.
And this one was thrown early in the play.
You have to assume it's a hold. They are saying to steal high. Yep. So on Canton. Move them back. And all of a sudden, Uncle Mo is on the side of the District 3 champion, as the momentum has completely swung over to Steele High after that last score, and watching their quarterback dive into the end zone for the two-point conversion to tie things up. A couple of uncharacteristic mistakes against the Warriors here on offense, and they have a first down and very long.
And first down, and we're going to call it 26, back to the 14-yard line. So the opportunity is here for the Steele High defense to get a stop, which they need. Tied at 21. This could be the last play of the third quarter with the clock running under 30 seconds. And Canton has too many guys on the field, and they've got to blow a timeout here. So we'll take timeout. 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Canton, Steele High, tied at 21. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The High Spire VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the High Spire VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in High Spire. Go Rollers!
Seconds go in the third. 21-21, Steele High and Canton.
A couple of quick updates here score-wise. A couple of mercy rules have been applied. First of all, Trinity down 35-0 to Southern Columbia, and McDevitt now up 35-0 on Crestwood. Those games will run.
Here's the first down and super long. Here's Bellows with the give, and he is retreating, basically. And now he'll get maybe a yard or two, trying to stretch it out to the left side of the field, but not much.
That's going to take us to the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, for a third quarter that looked like it was favoring Canton a little bit more, is turning to Steele High, having the better of things as we approach the fourth.
So we'll step out our score after three. Steele High, 21. Canton, 21. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter. After this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steele High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
MidPen Bank congratulates the Steele High Rollers on a great season. MidPen Bank is a community bank. Its employees volunteer their time in the local community. They offer the My Savings account for children to help teach money management skills early in life. And they reinvest locally in nonprofit organizations that directly support our community. That's MidPen Bank, a big part of the Steele High community.
Welcome back to Kemp Stadium here in Shamokin. And this game is pretty much what we expected at this point. These two teams, probably the best two teams in the state in single A, and they are slugging it out here, 21-21, Steele High and Canton.
Well, let's put it this way. The team that's going to face them in the state championship, unless there's a big comeback from Port Allegheny, is going to be Union. They're up 28-6 in the third quarter.
Halfback option, it looks like. Now Bellows will tuck and run, and he's going to be up the sideline. And where's he going to be called out? He's going to be close.
Now he's not got a first down, but it's going to be around the 35-yard line. That was Holden Ward who took that handoff and came around the outside.
That was Holden Ward. Okay.
Yeah. Now it's, and believe me, folks, it is difficult to tell who's got the ball because they run three different guys at quarterback, and all of them are on the field at different times in different positions.
So it's a third down and manageable. Third down and five here at the 35-yard line. Double wing set. Holden Ward is under center. He is going to hand it off to Bellows up the middle, who's going to fight forward but not get enough for the first down. He's got three, needed five, so it is going to be a fourth down and a couple.
I don't have any question in my mind what the correct thing to do here is.
Go for it.
You go for it here on fourth down because you cannot afford to give the ball back right now to Steel High, but they are bringing out the punt team. If you are Steel High, you've got to be very aware that the punter, Michael Davis, has good speed and is capable of running a fake.
Davis is in the punt. McCraw back to receive. There's the snap. Davis will put the boot to it. And it's going to bounce at the 40 and go out of bounds at the 34-yard line. They were not interested in seeing a McCraw return, that's for sure.
Well, it really doesn't matter though, Steve, because you're not gaining major yardage on that punt. It would be different if you've got a punter who's going to boom the ball 40, 50 yards down the field. You're gaining maybe 20, 25 yards of field position, especially on that sort of a shank. That's why I was surprised that Coach Tyler Sechrist made the decision to punt the football there instead of trying to pick up the yardage on something that I would think that they were confident that they could pick up on fourth and two.
Yeah, 12 and 15, or 12 and 16. That's a 28-yard punt. There's flags on the snap here, and it's going to be
moving on the rollers
against
again.
The rollers. It's almost like the official wasn't sure which way to point.
Well, both of these teams, though, are having all sorts of issues right now with penalties. We're seeing, usually by this time in the season, the teams that get to this stage don't jump off sides as much as what we've seen in this game between both of these teams.
Four receivers to the right side. Irby will have Burnett in the backfield with them on first and 15 for Steel High at their own 29-yard line with 11:05 on the clock. Handoff. Burnett, big hole up the middle. 30, tries to bounce to the outside to the 35, 36-yard line. A gain of six.
They get the penalty yardage back plus one. But that's the importance of those little penalties, because now it's a second down and long play when that first down run really should have given you a second and short and given you a lot of different options.
And seven on that play, second down and eight out to the 36-yard line of Steel High. You'll have three receivers to the right, one to the left. Irby in the shotgun with Burnett behind him. Brand going to go across the formation. Now it's a quick pass out to Perry, 35-yard line, but he's got hands on him right away, and he's tackled immediately for basically nothing.
It was a different look that time where they moved the blocker to the inside, hoping that a lot of the defenders would also go in. But you had two defenders, one blocker, and the blocker wasn't able to get a clean block either, so it was Perry basically having to try to do it himself and was not able to get it done. So now it's third down and long, and opportunity for Kent to try to get the ball back.
Three receivers left. It's going to be a handoff. Burnett, though, 40, 45. He's got the first down. He's going to be down right at midfield.
Absolutely love the play call because you know Canton had no thought process at all that that was going to be a running play. Third down and long. Steel High is going to throw the football every single time. They come back with a bread-and-butter running play that they have used this half, that power run off the right-hand side, the quick hitter, and they pick up the first down with a red-hot Ronald Burnett.
Burnett now 18 for 91. You're going to call him at the 49-yard line. Play fake. Irby will throw. That is going to be caught. McCraw, and he's going to have another first down just across the Canton 40-yard line.
And a very sure pass from Irby. Finds McCraw. You have to give McCraw a little bit of a cushion because of his speed. You don't want him to just run right by you. So that little out pattern is going to be open, and McCraw turns it into a first down.
First down and 10 for Steel High at the Canton 40-yard line. Two right, one left. Irby in the gun. Hand off Burnett. He's got a hole on the left side, still on his feet. Has a first down and tackled at the Canton 25-yard line. That's a 15-yard run. And now Burnett over 100 yards rushing in the game. He's got a buck five.
Yeah, just gashing forward. And they, again, that right side of the offensive line, they are really riding Andrew Irby Jr., Amari Williams over on that right side and finding all sorts of room there for Burnett.
8:24 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 21-21, Steel High, though, on the move here against Canton in the state semifinals, and we've got a flag on the field. This is going to be a procedure against Steel High. And
Rollers moved up front. Yeah. Drive killers. But you're now in a place on the field where it's four down territory. Steve, the thing that impresses me, we were there when Steel High made the run to the state championship 2 years ago when Alex Irby was a freshman. And at that time, you looked at him, but you also looked at the receivers and said, here's a freshman. You're impressed by him, but he's got great receivers that make him look good. No longer is that the case. This is a guy who pinpoint accuracy on his passes.
Well, receivers to the right side. It's going to be a flag of screen. There's McCraw. Gets a block. 30. That took a long time to develop, though, and Canton able to get there and stop him for no gain.
And good discipline from Tavon LeGrand, because he had an opportunity to make a block in the back and pulled away from it. And that would have been pushed the ball back even further. So they don't get anything out of the play, but it's not a huge loss on a penalty either on that play. This is a huge second down and 15 call here, because you need to get something. You need to get close, and you figure Burnett's probably going to factor into it.
So Burnett will be in the backfield. Three receivers left, one to the right. That's McCraw by himself. Burnett shifts over to the left side behind Irby. There's the snap. Irby has time. We'll throw it, looking for McCraw, and it is incomplete. He had it in his hands, trying to backpedal and catch it, but I think it was a good defensive play in the end.
It was a nice play that time by Allen, Austin Allen, the defensive back with him stride for stride. But that ball was thrown exactly where it needed to be thrown if he was going to make the catch. And McCraw, as he's trying to make the catch, also had to try to keep his feet in bounds as it was very close to the sideline as well. But, I mean, that ball, there was no room for it to be fit in there, and it was fit right where the receiver had a shot at making the play.
Third down and 15.
And a timeout coming up from Steel High. They want to make sure they've got the right play here on third down and 15.
Oh, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, we'll just keep it right here. 21-21 is the score. Big play upcoming here. Or maybe a big pair of plays coming here.
And that's what you have to think about here is on third down and 15, do you try to pick up a chunk of this here on third down? And then if you don't pick it up on third down, on fourth down, and quite honestly, Steve, with the way that my quarterback is throwing the football, and now because the running game has kept Canton off balance, and think back a few plays back, Steel High on a third down and 9, ran Burnett for a big play. That play right there is going to keep this defense honest on third down. I'm going for a deep pass again because I think my quarterback can fit it in, and I like my receivers to beat these defensive backs.
And here we go. Three to the right, one left. Irby will roll. Now he's got to step up. Now he throws on the run, and it is incomplete. He threw it a little short, kind of had to throw it as he was in or on the run there, but it was incomplete in front of McCraw.
He lost his technique there just a little bit because he felt he had to rush that ball into McCraw as he was rolling. He felt a little bit of pressure, and because of that, he tried to sneak the ball in, tried to force it there. They're going to go for it, obviously, on fourth down.
Here we go. Fourth and 15 at the Canton 30-yard line, tied at 21. Three receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Irby has time. Will throw, and he airmails it over, well overthrown on the far side, looking for McCraw.
Yeah, he was looking for McCraw, and I think that one slipped on him. And the danger here now is with 6:47 left to go in a tie ball game, you have a Canton team.
They'll be more than happy to just walk this ball down the field.
Exactly. So that is the concern if you're Steel High at this point, is that you have 6:47, you have not gotten your points that you needed on that play, and now Canton with the football. And this is exactly the amount of time that they love to have on the clock.
Holden Ward will be under center. It's Wishbone behind him. Handoff is going to go to Riley Parker, 30, and he's going to be brought back. Now he gets four. He coughs up the ball, and I think the Rollers may have it.
They do.
It's picked up. The play is still going.
As here, Fuller has it.
Yeah, Fuller will be finally tackled at the 45-yard line.
And for the second time in this game, a Canton running back fighting for extra yardage has the ball pop loose. And Riley Parker is distraught right now as the senior realizes how big that play is, and he needs to regroup because they need his focus on the field.
So the Rollers get the football right back here with 6:29 to go in the fourth.
Second turnover of the game for a Canton.
Here's Burnett on first down. Tries to go left side through the offensive line and gets three to the 42.
And this is where I'm continuing to keep an eye right now on Riley Parker. And he is completely distraught over here on this near side. He's needing teammates to come over and try to get him back focused.
Second down and seven, by the way. Carry number 21 for Burnett. 108 yards on the ground for him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Irby. He's going to hand it off. Here's Burnett. Here's a first down, 30-yard line, and tackled from behind at the 27-yard line.
And let's remember another thing here, too. If the Rollers can get into the end zone here, Canton's not a team that likes to throw the football, and they've already used two of their three timeouts here in the second half.
First down, quick pass out to Perry, and it is incomplete.
This is a place, too, Steve, where I think right now Alex Irby, who is known for his cool in big game situations, but I think he needs to take a breath right now and just settle down just a little bit. Last few throws have been off the mark.
And you've got Canton leaning off sides. One of the guys up front jumped across.
Gage Pepper, the defensive tackle, they were going to run a stunt, and he got the little nudge from his linebacker, and instead of just moving over, he jumped over the line of scrimmage. So a big penalty there after the first down incompletion. This bails the Rollers out and can allow them to go back to the running game if they want.
Second down and five. Two receivers stacked on the right. It's going to be Burnett up the middle. He's got the first down. He's going to be down right around the 10-yard line.
We talked at the beginning of this game, and we were talking about what the key to this game was going to be. And I told you it was going to be the trenches. It is the Rollers offensive line, though, right now that is dominating.
And off again to Burnett on first and goal from the 10. He's going to get maybe a yard to the 9.
And this allows the clock to run. Is not a bad thing for the Rollers. Work as much clock against a team that doesn't like to throw the football as you possibly can in this situation. No reason to rush here right now. I would be surprised if Burnett's not the option here again.
Second down and goal from the 9-yard line. Handoff again goes to Burnett, trying to bounce to the outside, sheds the first tackler, spin move, but going to be tackled at about the 6.
And that's fine. Rollers are perfectly fine with this situation right now because now they can work even more clock. And you're now in the area, and I don't want to put this as a possibility, but it is. You're around the same distance, a little bit more, maybe about 3-4 yards, is what an extra point is. They've missed one by getting one blocked, but it would be an option if they don't pick it up here on third down.
It would be. Here's a third down and goal from the 7-yard line. Three receivers to the right side. It's going to be, again, handoff to Burnett, and he ran right into the backside of one of his offensive linemen, so no gain on the play.
Gage Pepper was able to push Amari Williams directly back into his running back. And now this is decision time, and this is where, no matter what, you let this clock run all the way down. No, 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 gentlemen, don't call a timeout with 19 seconds on the play clock.
3:33 left. Steel High calls timeout here on what will be a fourth down and goal from the 8-yard line. They're going to say lost a yard on that last run.
Well, and I think this basically tells you, though, Steve, that they are going to be going for the end zone here. And if that's the case, and you were not at any point considering a field goal, I'm surprised that they didn't try to throw the ball at least once in the last three plays.
Regardless, Canton is not going to have that much time,
but they
have run it in chunks at times in this game.
And here's the thing. With 3:33 left to go in this game, if you're going, you can get a hurry-up offense, and they can run the hurry-up offense to move the ball down the field quickly.
Yeah.
They just don't like to throw the football, but they can get up to the line and move quickly. Here for Steel High, remember, last week it was Perry with the game-winning touchdown. McCraw has been the main target tonight.
Two right, one left. Irby has time, steps up, now rolling, looking. Now he'll throw on the run, and it is incomplete. Looking for Burnett around the goal line. He had to jump for it but could not haul it in, and Canton takes over on downs here back at their own 8-yard line with the game tied at 21 with 3:24 to go.
He started rolling, and unfortunately for Steel High, because the ball is on the left hash, he's rolling across his body. So now he's looking. He's not really a threat to run the ball there because he's not running 8 yards against the defense that was presented against him. He sees Burnett get open late on a delay across the middle, tries to throw it. The ball is deflected on the way, and Canton gets the stop on downs.
So here's Holden Ward, gives it to Bellows, and he is going to have a first down. Across the 20-yard line, out to the 23, gain of 15.
Quick stoppage of the clock, and I'll tell you what. If I'm Tyler Seacrest, I'm giving the football back to my money man, Riley Parker, who fumbled the last time he touched the football, because I think there's going to be no more motivated player on the field to try to make amends now that he has that second chance to make something big happen.
Double wing set, wide out to either side, first and 10 for Canton at their own 23-yard line. This is going to be a handoff again to Bellows, trying to fight forward, gets a couple yards, and a late flag is thrown in. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, very interesting, because I didn't see a face mask there, but they're going to call one, and he's got a better vantage point than I do.
We'll see what we get here.
5 yard.
5 yard face mask. That's not as bad as the 15 for sure.
Well, but what it does is it does stop the clock. It's enough for a first down, and Canton will get to move the ball again. And very quickly, they've come from the shadow of their own goal all the way out to the 33-yard line.
And they've only taken about 40 seconds off the clock to do so. Double wing set. Parker goes in motion, handoff. Going to be Bellows again. Somebody got him by the jersey and wouldn't let him go, and he's going to be stopped for no gain.
That's a nice play by Marquise Beasley. That's the guy who grabbed the shirt. Strong dude, able to pull him back.
Second and 10. Canton at their own 33-yard line. 2:25 and counting to go here in regulation, 21-21. We are tied. Here's a pitch. Parker, he fumbles it. Who's got it? Who's got it? The Rollers have it. Steel High has the football.
And that's not on Parker. That pitch was poor. The pitch was behind him. and Holden Ward trying to get the ball over to Parker. And I know Parker is going to be absolutely disconsolate. And the last time he fumbled the football, he was tough to get a hold of. And now he's even more disconsolate. Rollers with an opportunity, and they've got three guys over here, and I don't know that Canton has completely recognized it.
Rollers at the 28-yard line. Here's Burnett. Bottled up in the backfield, tried to escape to the left, but can't get there, and he's going to lose two on the run.
Got to be smart here if you're Steel High. Because you do want to make sure you take a little bit of the time off the clock here. You need to be the ones with the last decision here. But I think your quarterback needs to have the ball in his hands and not just on a late down and distance. I think this is the time where you trust the guy who throws 74% of his passes for completions, and that is Alex Irving.
Slot right side. Here's a pitch. This is going to be Burnett trying to follow the blockers on the right side. He gets 5, 6, 7 yards to the 23.
Rollers still only have one timeout left to go, but Andrew Irby is down on the field. The right guard, he has been working through an injury, and this time he definitely seems like he is in a lot of discomfort.
L.A. Burnett, that was his 28th carry of this game, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns on the game.
Let's see if we can, while they're working on Andrew Irby, let's see if we can get a quick look at the scoreboard right now. No Twitter. I don't want an analysis of my analytics right now. It's not the right time.
I thought it might be a personal message from Elon Musk.
It could have been. Southern Columbia leads Trinity 42-7. They will next play Westinghouse next Friday, who right now is up 21-7 on Steel Valley. Bell Vernon has taken a 21-17 lead on Central in AAA. Bishop McDevitt, 38-0 over Crestwood. Aliquippa, 31-3 over Allentown Central Catholic. Those games in the fourth.
Third and five for the Rollers. Four receivers to the right side, and somebody jumped across for Canton.
And that is a mistake that time from Canton's Ryan Eberle, who has played a solid game for them on both sides. But this is where, all of a sudden, every mistake you make is magnified, and that one is a first down for the Rollers with a minute 13 to go.
73 seconds. 21-21, Steel High and Canton. State championship game berth on the line here. As they're a little delayed here to start this play. Now,
referee needed to say something to Steel High coaching staff, just making sure that they were on the right page.
Four receivers to the right. Here's Irby. There's going to be the flanker screen. It's McCraw. It's at the 15, and he's going to step out of bounds down around the 10. We'll see where they mark him. He's right at the 10.
Been a staple play all game long. Basically, what that play amounts to for Steel High has been the outside run to the far outside so they could match up their speed players, most of the time McCraw, against the defensive backs of Canton.
I think that's 11 catches for McCraw. Here's Burnett on second down and a couple. He'll go up the middle but get nothing.
You're fine right now if you're Steel High. Third down and two, still not in a place where they would want to probably kick a field goal anyways. This will probably be Burnett getting the football again. But remember, Andrew Irby not in the game right now after getting injured.
The receivers stacked out right at the border on the right side. It's going to be Burnett gets the give. Spins. He's got the first down. He's got the touchdown. Burnett's third. Touchdown in the game. And the Rollers lead with 34 seconds left to play.
Tavon LeGrand was over in the backfield. They've been using him as a slot back. He was right behind the left guard when they snapped the football. He got the kickout block that allowed the initial surge for Burnett. But Burnett, hitting the hole, felt contact, makes the spin move. And that spin move has been golden all game long. And now Steel High is just 35 seconds away from a return trip to the state championship game at Cumberland Valley.
Judah Hernandez in to boot the PAT. It is up, and it is good. The Wolves step out. 34 seconds left to play. It is Steel High 28, Canton 21. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back to Kemp Stadium in Shamokin, where Steel High has just taken the lead here against Canton 28-21 with 34 seconds to go. Here's McCraw. He will kick it off. Just a squibber. Bellows picks it up at the 23, straight up the middle, 30, 40. And he will be tackled at the 44-yard line. And now Canton has to go 56 yards in 29 seconds.
One timeout. And a team that does not throw the football normally very well. What a time for Ronald Burnett, the junior running back. He has had games with more yardage on the ground, but he has not had a bigger game as a Steel High Roller than he has here this evening. Three touchdowns and has been the focal point of this offense in the second half, and they are just moments away from punching their ticket.
29 seconds to go. 56 yards to go for Ken. Here's Bellows. He will throw it. It's intercepted. That's going to be ballgame. McCraw with the pick. He's still on the move at the 30. He's going to cut back. They should just have him go down, but he wants the touchdown. They're trying to rake the ball out of his hands. He's finally tackled down at the 11-yard line, and that is going to do it. The Rollers are going to go to the state championship game next Thursday.
And it comes down to turnovers, guys. At the end of the day, the Rollers made less mistakes in the big moments, and that turnover number four in this game for Canton, first one in the interception.
And let's look at last year's game up at Towanda. Steel High, four turnovers, lost the game by one score. Canton's going to have the same exact thing happen to them here in Shamokin.
And the Rollers are going to play Union next. They are late in the fourth quarter. And Union, the District 7 champion, a 40-22 lead on Port Allegheny. But it will be the Rollers against Union in the state title game next Thursday afternoon. Have an injured Roller, cramps out around the 45-yard line.
Really, it's just going to be a knee, maybe two.
That is Alex Irby, who is injured for Steel High. So that is a major concern. Hopefully, it is nothing more than just a cramp.
It's actually going to be Bam Appleby who will take the knee. And the final 10 seconds will wind off the clock, and the Steel High Rollers back to the state championship game. As they defeat Canton here tonight, 28-21. We'll take timeout. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show. Again, it was Steel High 28, Canton 21. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open starting at 4 p.m., serving a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
The St. Lawrence Club in Steelton and proud alumni congratulate the Rollers on a great season. The St. Lawrence Club is available for private events and hall rentals. They wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas and a successful new year. And don't forget, fish fries are coming back during the Lenten season. That's your friends at the St. Lawrence Club CFU Lodge 13 in Steelton. Find them on Facebook.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Okay. Advances to the state championship. Check out the WMSS Facebook page. We have just posted some of the highlights of this game, including the game-winning touchdown. It's WMSS 91.1 FM Facebook. Go there and check out our highlights here from our broadcast on WMSS. We've got the video to back up what we had with the words, and Steve has your final stats.
All right, first we'll look at Canton on the ground. They were led by Wes Bellows, 17 carries, 118 yards. For Bellows, Riley Parker, 6 carries for 61 yards. Holden Ward, 5 for 44. It was Michael Davis, 1 for 13. That went for a touchdown. Hayden Ward, 3 for 10. And Bailey Ferguson was sacked 3 times for a loss of 24. Receiving, Michael Davis caught 1 pass for 18 yards. Sorry, that was his touchdown. Hayden Ward, 1 for 12. Hudson Ward, 1 for a loss of 1. Quarterbacks, Bailey Ferguson, 1 for 1 for a loss of 1 yard. And Wes Bellows was 2 for 2 for 30 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Team totals for Canton on the ground, 38 carries, 222 yards, 29 through the air, 251 yards of total offense for the Warriors. For Steel High, on the ground, it was Ronald Burnett. What a game he had. 29 carries tonight, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns. Give him a nice bath, well, at least if you're inside, not out here tonight. Jayon Perry, 1 for 11. Alex Irby, 4 carries for 7 yards. Quan McCraw carried it once for a loss of 2. Receiving, McCraw, 11 catches for 100 yards. Jayon Perry, 9 for 82 and a touchdown. It was Burnett, 2 catches for 10. And Asa Kochvar caught 1 pass. That was for 15. Alex Irby, 23 of 33, 214 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Team totals for the Rollers, 35 carries on the ground, 159 yards. 214 through the air, 363 yards of total offense. So the Rollers with a pretty heavy advantage on yards gained in the ballgame. Scoring recap, first quarter, first drive of the game. Jayon Perry, 16-yard touchdown reception from Irby. It was 7-0. Canton would respond early in the second quarter. It was a Brennan Taylor 12-yard fumble recovery touchdown. Extra point made it 7-7, and that's how it would stay until halftime. Then the points would come flying in the third quarter. Canton took the opening kickoff downfield. Michael Davis, an 18-yard touchdown reception from Bellows. Extra point made it 14-7. Then Steel High would respond with Burnett's first touchdown run. This of 24 yards. The kick was blocked. It was 14-13. Then Canton went back up ahead with 6:12 to go in the third. Holden Ward, a 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point made it 21-13. And then Steel High would respond at the very end of the third quarter. Burnett's second touchdown of the night, this one of 1 yard, was good, and the two-point conversion was good on an Irby run, and we were deadlocked at 21, but a couple of fumbles in the fourth quarter hurt the Warriors here, and the Rollers capitalized with 34 seconds to go. It was Ronald Burnett, third touchdown run of the night from 10 yards out, and Hernandez gave us the final point of the game, as the Rollers get the win here, 28-21 over Canton.
We'll take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll run down the rest of the scoreboard for you. Check out our Facebook page in the meantime. 28-21, Steel High victorious over Canton. Back after this with Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
The High Spire VFW Memorial Post 8638 has been serving our veterans in the community for 76 years. The High Spire VFW is open 7 days a week starting at 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it opens at 2 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. The High Spire VFW is currently accepting donations for Toys for Tots until December 12th. That's the High Spire VFW Post 8638 located at 498 High Street in High Spire. Go Rollers!
.28-21, Steel High victorious going to the state championship on Thursday at Cumberland Valley. Well, we've got other games going on across the state, and Ryan and I have been accumulating them. Final score, McDevitt, 35-0, shutout. Thanks to Bill, our friend from the Steel Italian Club, down there giving us the Crusaders update. Eric over at the Trinity game. Unfortunately, Southern Columbia 42, Trinity 7.
And the next opponent for Southern Columbia will be Westinghouse, I believe, as all of a sudden. There we go. They're up 26-7 on Steel Valley late in that fourth quarter. It was at AAA. I have no idea. Where is that one at? there we go. Belle Vernon beat Central 21-17. The Wyomissing game against Newman Gretti is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. In the other 4A game, other than Bishop McDevitt, last score we had on that one was that Aliquippa was well ahead in that contest, so they are going to advance. And here it is. There it is. 31-3 was the last score we have from that one. They were leading Allentown Central Catholic. In 5A, it is Pine Richland up 34-12 on Cocalico. Who knows what's going on with Imhotep and Upper Dublin? We've had scores of 14-all, 21-7. So we'll just let that to whoever happens to figure that one out. If you want to watch that game at some point, go ahead. And in 6A, Garnet Valley, St. Joe's Prep is tomorrow at 1 o'clock, as is Harrisburg against State College. So those are those games. Just one more attempt, though, to get the final score of the Union-Port Allegheny game. But the last report we had from that one was that Union was going to win that game. They were up the last time that we had an updated score, 40-22. We know it was late in that game. And that one is all but a final at this point. So it's going to be Union out of District 7, a surprise team from there because they are not the usual suspect that you expect to see out of the Whippeal. But they got there. They lost earlier this season to this opponent that Steel High had tonight, Canton, by the 31-18 score. And Steel High will be the team that gets to play them. Rollers return to the state championship game after a year's absence, and this group, very talented, really looking forward to getting an opportunity to watch them next Thursday afternoon.
That's Thursday afternoon at Cumberland Valley. We will not have it for you on the radio, but PCN will be televising. And, of course, we know most of you Roller fans will be over there supporting the Rollers on Thursday afternoon. I think that's 1 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
1 o'clock over Cumberland Valley, so check that out. We want to thank our sponsors who helped get us on tonight. Go ahead, Brian.
It is 46-36, Union leading. And again, that's late, but every time they say it's late, somebody else scores again. So who knows? But we're expecting that game at some point will end, and when it does, the winner of that game right now, it's Union, will play against Steel High.
Well, this game went on the road, so we went on the road for you, but we could not have done this road game for you without the help of our friends at the Steelton American Legion, Jazzland, High Spire VFW, Steelton Italian Club, Mid-Penn Bank, 230 Cafe, Fortney Printing, Fury Construction, and the St. Lawrence Club. Thank them. Support them. They're the ones who are able to bring you this game from up here in Shamokin. We're happy to do it for you here with the WMSS. We've got basketball tomorrow, Middletown and Littlestown, 2:20 with the airtime, varsity boys basketball. So tune in for that, and we hope to see you around here throughout the season in the hoops, and wish the Rollers good luck here on Thursday in the state championship. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, and thank you so much for tuning in. For our studio producer, Sam Costa, for Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, I'm John Wilsbach. Final score, Steel High 28, Canton 21. Rollers advance to the state championship, and you heard it here on WMSS.
You've been listening to Steel High Playoff Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game was brought to you in part by the St. Lawrence Club, High Spire VFW Post 8638, Fortney Printing, Steelton American Legion Post 420, Mid-Penn Bank, Fury Construction, the 230 Cafe, Jazzland, and the Steelton Italian Club. Your home for the best in high school.